one product that I would love to see in dispensaries across the nation, especially as edibles become more and more intricate and work their way into the culinary scene. I would love to see this protein shake called High Hog. It would have 100 grams of protein in every carton, of course. On the labeling, it would say that it's very healthy and very high in THC, but that packaging would all be deceptive, tricking jocks and really fit stoners into buying it to get their daily intake of protein without even realizing that the labeling would be false and that even a cap full of High Hog would be double the caloric intake that an average person would need every day, and that the THC level listed would be way higher than any person could ever imagine taking if they wanted to. And High Hog, of course, would get away with this because of the loose regulations surrounding these new protein shakes. And so I'm pretty sure you can imagine what would happen if you just walked into a dispensary, looked at the High Hog cartons that they have in the display case, just opened up the fridge, and then grabbed one, all for yourself. Just a dirty little secret that really fostered your imagination of what a High Hog shake could do to you, because you've seen what it's done to others. So you just go up, the cashier just looks at you knowingly and smiles, and then hands you your High Hog shake. Of course, you'd have to go home and enjoy it. You know what High Hog does to people. So you just go in the comfort of your room, just pour out a cap full of High Hog, and just sip it down, and immediately the THC would take effect. It'd be a special blend that really increases your appetite. Special blend that you can't really overdose on. It'd be enough to just completely incapacitate you mentally, just pushing you back into your most primal urges of eating to stay alive. And that's all you would really think about. As you scroll through social media, as you play your video games, as you just chill out and let the high take effect, you wouldn't even notice yourself. As you start scrolling through delivery apps and looking at menus, just jerking off, you wouldn't even notice yourself planning to go to the grocery store and just buying as many items as you can get your hands on. You wouldn't even be aware that you were taking gulp after gulp of High Hog, a month's supply just downed in an entire night. And then pretty soon you'd be high as fuck. You'd be completely, totally stoned. You'd blink once and forget your diet. Blink twice and pretty soon you're going up to the front of your house, picking up a delivery item. You blink again, and once again, you're getting more food. You blink again, and pretty soon you're eating a burger with 6 patties. You don't even know how you got it. You don't even know where you got it. It's just those things that hogs eat. And then you'd blink again, and it would be all gone. And pretty soon you'd be in a nice state of just complete and total hedonism. Food just spilling out of your mouth, and you just picking it back up and just eating it. You'd blink again, and next thing you know, you're awake, in bed, surrounded by food wrappers, and getting up, putting on your clothes, still feeling high as fuck. So you just make yourself some breakfast, hoping that this next meal will help boost your metabolism, help push the food through, and help you get out of this high state. And you eat a lot. You eat a 12-egg omelet, then you eat another, an entire box of cereal. But you just blame it on the weed. Blame it on the High Hog fucking THC shake. You go into work with a full gut, and it's just all food. Until it's not. Until you get out of work and it's just all fat now. All digested, all metabolized into luscious lard. And without even thinking about it, you're going back to the dispensary, getting yourself another carton. And you check into the dispensary, and even though you're still high as fuck, even you've noticed that everybody around you, all the customers, all the workers, and even the security guards, they're all looking very tubby. I'm talking rolls on the sides of their body, talking about the extra X that appeared on their clothing size, an extra 5 inches on their waistline. You just chalk it up to you still being a little bit high and just imagining things. So you go to the back where they carry all the high hog, and you find that they don't carry the cartons anymore. No, they carry gallon sizes now. It's the only size of high hog they have left. So you just grab it, bring it up to the front. The cashier that helped you out last time, he's triple the size he was last time you saw him. His name tag is just upside down. You can clearly tell that he's high on the job. His extra large shirt, it barely reaches to his belly button. And he's the smallest worker here. This cashier, he's too busy just munching on a burger on the job. Doesn't even charge you for your gallon of high hog and just tells you to go. And so you do. You just go outside the dispensary, right into the parking lot. And there you just see a bunch of fucking jocks. Well, ex-jocks. They just look so out of shape, but having a great time. Just horsing around in their old gym clothes, barely able to even cover their gut. Some of them just shirtless. Others barely even able to pull up their pants, just walking around in their underwear. They're all behind somebody's pickup truck, and it's clear. They're just having a tailgate party, right in the back of the dispensary. A few of the jocks are just chanting and cheering on each other to chug more of the shake, to have more high hog so they have more energy to just enjoy themselves. And others, well, instead of tossing around a pigskin like they normally would, they're just eating ham slices and strips of bacon, just chowing down on the real unhealthy stuff.